Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, they're enthusiastic and they're making progress. So it's a good thing because it was somewhat neglected for a number of years. And so it's really good to have them at the helm, kind of ushering in a new era. So I appreciate you checking in on them and offering whatever you can as they try to make the program something. Something legit. We're trying to support them with gear and equipment and things like that. We're funding some go pits for them right now, and of course the repeater repairs and stuff like that. So we told them, said, "Look, we got the toys. You guys just work on making it fun and getting the membership up and doing things." So be fun to be a part of that, right? All right, Steve. I am in the lot here. I got to get parked and get inside, start my day. It's good hearing you. I haven't heard you in quite a while, so I thought maybe it was because I smelled or something. KUGH, I think it is. Do I got that right? I always mumble it up with you. W8FQ.
Yes, UHG. Pretty close. K-A-A-U-H-G. Yeah. These days, people have a hard time with the K-A-A. They always want to throw the K-E-H and stuff in there. So that's very good. But real quick, do you still have those? So I've been kind of re-corresponding with, they have a new parade group people and all that. And I was talking to Dave about, like, this Oxcom format. And I know Paul was looking at incorporating, like, those, the cash or county radios. Are those still available? If someone, you know, made the proper application?